So if you think of a list of maybe 6 stars in a row, each of those stars is a point along the landscape on their trip. And that point is something that they have to remember. So the person teaching is using those stars point by point by point to teach the person, okay, your first stop is this waterhole, and then the next star, that's the river you go to, and maybe the next star is a mountain, something like that. So it's a memory aid, not so much a navigation aid.
Robert Fuller is a PhD student who studies Indigenous cultural astronomy at the University of New South Wales. He was researching the astronomical knowledge of the Ualiai and Kamilaroi Aboriginal peoples of northwest New South Wales when he came across star maps, a method used to teach travellers how to navigate outside of their local country. Fuller found out that star maps were a means of teaching people how to travel during the daytime outside of their own country. His teachers of this knowledge was Aboriginal leader Gilla Michael Anderson, a Ualiai culture man from Gudunga, near the Queensland and New South Wales border. Anderson was one of the founders of the Aboriginal Tent Embassy set up in Canberra in 1972.
A lot of the star map primarily focus on identifying pathways via waterholes to and from ceremonial locations over vast distances. And so you're looking at about, you know, anywhere between 500 to 600 miles.
The secrets of the stars were passed on by Anderson's grandfathers, where he became engaged with ceremonial activities in the 1960s. He considers himself lucky to have learnt the wisdom directly from elders who were born in the late 19th century.
And so that's why I have that knowledge so strongly embedded within me, because I learned from grandparents and old people who were grandparents of others who learned of their grandfathers who were born before the white man came into our country.
Back then, Indigenous Australians turned to the star maps to make decisions prior to travelling out of their own country.
Those stars are mostly prevalent in the sky anywhere between August and September. These are the 2 months that gives you direction and guidance. And so depending on the brightness of the stars, we will make our decision which way we're going or whether we're staying in our general location and go to the closer ceremonies.
Fuller says the routes covered vast distances of up to 700 kilometres long.
They used to go to a place up near Quilpie from Gadugga, which is near Lightning Ridge, and meet another group of Aboriginal people from the Central Desert area, north of Alice Springs. And those people would have travelled maybe 1,500 kilometres to meet the Ualiai people for a ceremony. And of course, they must have used a similar method to teach people how to travel that long distance.
Anderson says it takes a few months as we go across other people's country.
Well, we can only go if they send us an invitation by way of a message stick, and then we will carry that message stick on a spear to show, because that's our passport across their country. It's an invitation, otherwise the tribes will not allow us to pass across their country.
Complex trade routes were established across the continent prior to European arrival. Scarce resources and goods like stones, ochre and tools were traded to improve the quality of life for Aboriginal communities. Fuller says aside from goods, they were also trading stories and songs.
We have a couple of instances where some older culture people have drawn some pictures of what Australia looked like before 1788 in terms of trade routes. And it looks like a basket weave. There's so many of them. They just go east to west, north to south, and all over. And Aboriginal people traveled quite long distances to trade.
The star patterns enabled Indigenous Australians to memorise the waypoints to their intended destination. What better way to teach the routes than by singing them? The oral transmission of the travel routes became known as a songline, also called a dreaming track.
This was a song. The star map actually gave you the verses of a song so that you could then remember the instructions on how to travel. And of course, that brings up a question of something called song lines. Now, song lines have been known about for a long time, but not a lot known in any detail. And song lines are actually routes across the Australian landscape, which are encoded in a song.
Anderson says song lines have a special significance.
song lines on the Earth are the ones that show you where the creators traveled. And of course, at these sacred places along that song line is where creation took place.
Fuller's research compared a couple of these routes up on Google Maps. As he placed the pushpins where the various points were on the route, he suddenly noticed that two of the routes were almost perfectly following the major roads on the map.
This was from northern New South Wales, well up into Queensland, up to the Bunya Mountains, which are northwest of Brisbane, and all the way up to Carnarvon Gorge, which is up in central Queensland.
These findings got Fuller thinking. He reflected and realised that when the early European explorers first set foot on this country, they would have had Aboriginal people as guides.
For example, Major Mitchell, who travelled up through this country in about 1845, he had a couple of Aboriginal guides from down the Sydney way. But those people, those Aboriginal people, would have asked the local people about what were the best routes to travel. And of course, they would have told them these routes that they know very well, which are actually song lines. So Mitchell would have marked down these routes. And then after Mitchell would have come possibly the drovers, farmers, and eventually they would have had dirt roads for their carts. And eventually those dirt roads would have been turned into paved roads.
The ancient songlines telling the story of the landscape are still alive after tens of thousands of years. Many of the routes embedded in these songlines have turned into tracks and highways, forming the modern Australian road network.